everyone, and welcome back to OTTB On Tap Insiders. I'm Neve.
And I'm Emily. Hey, Neve, what's on tap?
Today, we are back with another monthly update about my RRP, not hopeful anymore, horse, Oscar. Just to recap, Oscar is a 5-year-old gelding who came off the track in November. He came through Turning for Homes aftercare program and Parks Racing.
Where did we leave off at the end of January?
I had just taken him to my second lesson that day, actually, the day that we recorded with Ashley Norris, and we saw some improvement. One thing I've noticed is that he gets a little bit better each time I do something with him. So I've really been trying to make that more of my focus, and I wanted to build on that in February.
Okay, so let's recap a little bit. What was he improving on?
He was really struggling with some insecurity around other horses, whether that would be on the cross ties or in close proximity, very much so when he was being worked. And that would come out in just a way that you could just tell he was really struggling. He was almost like throwing a tantrum. There's some tail swishing, ear pinning, teeth baring. I never felt unsafe around him. He felt all show, no go. But at the same time, when you're in a close space with a bunch of other people who aren't necessarily paying attention, you don't want anybody to catch an errant leg here or there. Or I'm trying to do as much as I can to maintain him, but also keep his feet moving, be mindful of the other people in the ring. And it just felt really chaotic. I was starting to worry that this was going to escalate, or maybe he was going to need a completely different approach to what I was doing.
And from my perspective on the ground, it definitely seemed exacerbated by shipping him to indoor arenas, basically. Not to say that he wasn't defensive on the cross ties when other horses were around him and things at the farm, but when you took him elsewhere, is where he really melted down.
The more close the environment was, the worse it was. He did the same thing up in the ring, in our ring, but it's really open and you can get pretty far away from the other horses. Yeah. But he showed me some of that. Normally, you can use another horse to give them a little security. And what's funny about him, and I think we mentioned it in the last episode, is that he ponies just fine. But I just actually reposted an article about this today. But he definitely was that stereotypical horse of, he didn't really know how to horse. Like, he didn't understand what he was supposed to be doing. He's a bit of a loner in the field. He does have friends now, but I did a lot of work to expose him and positively reinforce that other horses are good and that we want them to be around us and that we feel more comfortable when they're around us and things like that.
So what were your goals then for February?
I wanted to continue to build on the experiences from January, specifically getting him more exposure to groups of horses. I could have taken, and I did actually think, I'll get into it a little bit later, but I knew I was going to do two more lessons in February. I think I actually did a total of three, but I had planned to use them as a fact-finding mission. And I thought to myself, if it gets worse and he starts to decline and we're just not getting anywhere, then I have to take this element out of the overall equation because maybe it's just too much for him. And that stinks because the weather's so unpredictable here. Really getting these lessons in the indoor are, have been only the only times I've been able to ride him with any real purpose. So it was like, oh gosh, this is going to feel like a huge sacrifice if I can't continue to do this with him. But Ashley teaches every Sunday at a local indoor. It is a bit of a claustrophobic indoor, like we mentioned before. But again, he's not spooky or worried about the indoor itself, which most horses are. I just tried to go into it without a big agenda. And we really did a lot in February. I thought we weren't going to have anything to talk about. And it was really a banner month for us. And I was also nervously waiting my approval for the RRP.
Right. And as most of us know by now, you have been accepted. So let's talk about your progress. So with your lessons with Ashley, you managed to get there a few times. What were your takeaways from those lessons?
It was pretty mixed results, but always moving on a forward trajectory. So that was positive. I am an annoying person in the sense that I try to always look on the bright side of things. And
it's so annoying.
It can be really annoying. But I feel like it's the way that I've just handled a lot of chaos in my life. And I just try to just keep putting a foot in front of the other. But the beginning of the month, he was completely overwhelmed. I wound up getting off of him halfway through the lesson and working with him in hand. But even then, I had to keep him basically stuffed in a corner of the arena while he just let his emotions out. And often those were directed at me. Again, not necessarily in a dangerous way, but in a way where he almost felt like he wanted to crawl into my lap. That's challenging when you're trying to be mindful of where other people are in the ring. And I never want to take away from the experience of other people when I'm in a group setting like that. I didn't want to address it with the instructor. I just wanted to stay in the corner, do the things I knew how to do, and just deal with it. Then we went back for a second lesson. And before we went to that lesson, one of my barn mates offered to take me to a private indoor. And I was really excited about that because I thought, let's going to imitate the same experience, but without all of the dynamics that tend to make him upset. So we did that. It was a super cold day. And he happened to go with a horse that he's turned out with. So that was nice as well. And he was awesome. He was so good. He was quiet. He stood quietly with the other horse. Yeah, there was so much good to say about that.
And I think you had a first that day, right?
Yes, we had our first canter under saddle, which, boy, seems late in the game when I've had him for 3 months. But it was the right environment. I know we've talked about it a billion times about how our ring is in the middle of nowhere with no perimeter. And with a horse that is still trying to figure out its steering and things like that, this indoor was perfect. It was four walls. It was the size of a large dressage arena.
Four walls are nice.
Four walls are really nice. And his left lead is a dream. His right lead, I almost fell off. Because he picks it up and twists his neck to the left and runs sideways for five strides.
Yeah, that sounds super fun.
Oh, super fun. And I think everybody probably feels this way a little bit to some degree, but everybody's a little right-handed or left-handed when they ride.
Sure.
And I've always struggled to the right. And I've had a horse now for the last three years that is actually harder to ride to the left. And so that's a new situation for me. But I feel like I've trained my whole life to be working with a horse that's a little tricky. He picks up the lead. The lead isn't the issue. It's just his balance in it. And I think he just lacks straightness. And I was actually talking to my friend about it. He used to gallop at the track. And she said they always gallop on the right lead on a straightaway. And I think I actually over asked him for the right lead canter. So I turned him to the outside to pick up the lead. And what he really wanted was to be going more straight. Mm-hmm. That was a little exciting. And then at the end of that, we just stood around with his buddy and he was there completely happy. No problems.
Yeah.
It was really good. And then we had another lesson where he still struggled with a little bit, but I think a lot of it also was that he wanted to be doing something and that's pretty typical. Mm-hmm. It was less so that it's not that he doesn't want to stand still because he's actually pretty good at it. But I think in an environment where other horses were working, he was like, I'm supposed to be doing something. So can we just go and do something? Again, that's tricky to deal with when there's four other horses of varying degrees in your lesson and you're waiting for your turn.
But it's pretty quintessential straight off the track.
Oh, yeah.
Standing still is not usually in their repertoire at all. It's all forward momentum.
Yeah.
So I think that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, again, you just have to work with what you have in front of you. And right now it's chipping over to this indoor and just getting through it. But I was starting to feel really frustrated. I had to get off of him again towards the end of that lesson. He started backing up into the standards and just any horse that was coming near him. I was like, oh God. But after that lesson, Ashley actually reached out to me and we did some brainstorming together of some different ways to help Oscar. She's really good at thinking outside the box. I'm obviously surrounded by a lot of really wonderful people that have given me a lot of good feedback as well.
Yeah, no, it's super important. And it sounds like she's definitely taken a little bit of an extra interest in you and Oscar. So
yeah, and I think so too. I really appreciate, like, it's just nice to have a lot of people around you that don't put horses or thoroughbreds in one little container and say, this is the approach you have to take, or you've got to just get him over it, or you've got to just seeing that he's an intelligent, thoughtful horse. And I don't put a lot of weight on the agenda at the end of the day. I just want to feel like every time we come out a little bit stronger as partners. So speaking of that, if you really like hearing about my journey with Go Green, full episodes are available now over on Supercast.
But here's the catch. You can only listen to the full episode by joining the OTTB on Tap Insiders tier, where you'll get both these episodes and our popular series, OTTB on Tap Evaluates.
Head on over to OTTBontap.supercast.com or hit the membership tab on our website to sign up. Don't miss out. Join Supercast today and catch the full episode of OTTB Training Diaries February from meltdowns to milestones, overcoming obstacles, literally,